Okay, it's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show. We're here live on IW Radio. Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? We have a good show coming up. We're all here. So,
we're contractually obligated to say that.
Right. So it should be a good show. Well, it is a good show. I have to say it. You're right. We have to say that.
We don't.
Oh, wait. Jason's not on. There he is.
I'm not on. You mute me.
There he is.
That's how we're going to have a good show, because you mute me.
Right. Yeah, we actually haven't been broadcasting you for 2 or 3 years.
And you haven't noticed. And yeah. Nor has the audience. Just kind of.
Hey, that's fine
with
me. I still get a paycheck.
Yeah, it's actually just been the EC show, too. And,
you know, I could just go sit on the couch and watch you guys. I'd rather,
do that. We haven't had the heart to tell you.
We don't want you watching. It's a little awkward when you watch it. Well, we're going to talk to our Reverb Nation Artist of the Month, Skittish.
It tastes like also dead.
Yes.
All right.
What do you think, Chris?
I like the sound of that.
It, Jason?
Absolutely.
You liking it?
Yeah.
Does it make the hair on the back of your head stand up?
I thought that was you at first, at the very beginning of the song. I thought that was you doing
that.
I did
like that.
I thought that too.
I was like, whoa, Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you got like a ghost sound effect or something like, ooh.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if I'm not quick enough to get that going, I wish I could. I got to try that later. We're also going to talk to Amelia. This is a really cool artist.
Jason and Chris show.
Or your breath.
Yeah, so all that and more coming up on the show.
Do you like hairy nipples? Is that what you were saying? Or hairy breasts? Chris?
Are you into
He's
that?
Thinking. He's thinking.
I call them Sasquatches. Yeah.
I would say
it's
something.
A bit more than hirsute. It's like,
right. I was gonna.
It's like monkey suit.
I would say something, but it'd probably be inappropriate at this time.
Yeah, everything we say is inappropriate. So
fair enough.
Dive in.
Well, you know, if a girl had hairy breasts, and you were like,
completely, like
a little fur though, like you know,
like on the nip. Or like a man's chest hair.
Yeah, like a man's chest.
That would be weird.
What about it?
Well, if you were like, you know, titty fucking her, you'd be like sliding your dick through shag carpet.
Yeah,
that would be weird, right?
You'd have to lube those ladies up.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Interesting. You thought about that before, or what?
Or him?
Jason sounds like he's put a lot.
No,
of
no. I was asking Chris because he's into like weird porn.
Oh,
I've not come across that.
But you're going to look now.
Is any porn weird, though, these days? I think, you know, it's all out there.
Well,
people
I mean,
are enjoying
thank
it.
Thank you. Yeah, I feel like my...
It's weird to me. It's not my
That's
case.
True.
What kind of porn are you into these days?
I'm not into porn.
MissionaryOnly.com.
You don't like porn? I think you're the only guy I know that doesn't like
I mean,
porn.
I like it. I just don't watch it.
Never.
It seems so...
No.
I
want to call bullshit on this.
When would I have time to do this?
Yeah, I want to call bullshit, but I think that I think you might be telling the truth. I actually believe you on that. Yeah,
thank
you don't.
You.
Why would you have any reason to believe him?
Why would you not have a reason to believe me?
Yeah, I gotta say that
you have
I
a big beard now, and I don't know who you are.
I feel like your libido is lower than Eddie and I's, mine, whatever.
You think?
How often are you getting it on with your girlfriend these days?
I don't want to dive into details.
3 times, 2 times, once
a month.
A week?
A week?
How many times a month?
Oh, did you hear him ask a week?
Like a week?
Like, what am
that
I, Superman?
Happened? Yeah. Come on. Busy guy.
Ask me a serious question.
How
I'm not
going to
answer something ridiculous.
How many times do you get it on with your lady?
I'll tell you if you tell me.
All right, tell me.
At least 3 to 4.
All right.
It's a newer relationship.
If not more,
it is a newer relationship, and they don't have a child.
Yeah.
No
well,
judgments.
Things change when you have a child.
Why are you judging me?
No one's judging you.
Chris said no judgments.
Yeah.
I don't know why he's judging you.
I don't know.
I think he's saying, don't judge me.
Oh.
I'm not judging anybody.
You're an asshole.
But how many times? So you answer the question.
I can't because Katie actually listens to our show because she supports us.
Why did you just back out of a I'll tell you if you tell me?
I did.
You can't do that. Katie wouldn't mind you sharing this information.
She might.
Katie, call in and let us know how many times you and Jason are getting it on. Actually, our phone isn't on. I don't have a phone on.
Oh, God.
Now when I need the phone.
It's for the best, yeah. Really.
Actually, just call me on my cell phone. I can route that through to the show, so you can do that.
Not that I'm saying I wouldn't love to hear from Katie, but, you know, the random callers, I don't know. It's such a hit and miss affair.
She can just text me and say it's a green light.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and say it.
Why is that so bad to share? I don't understand.
I don't
know. It's personal. I understand.
It is a personal question.
Some trepidation.
But we live in a world where everything's out there and
now we know
we're doing a radio show. It's not a big deal.
Is that what you tell yourself because you have a sex tape online or something?
Yeah.
Well,
not
that's
a big deal.
Yeah.
It's okay.
He has to justify what he says on the air with that.
Bet you really regret that taint tattoo you got. You thought it was going to be, it's like my face isn't in it.
The only thing I regret is the swastika. Yeah. That's the only part about it I regret.
Wow. But a swastika tattoo on your taint.
Well, today's episode's brought to you by our good friends at TuneCore, everybody. A big shout out to TuneCore for sponsoring today's show. We appreciate TuneCore. If you're hang on. Am I reading the wrong? That's okay. I'll go down to this one. I was reading the wrong one. Anyways, TuneCore, they're awesome. TuneCore is a music distribution company that has been in the business for over 10 years and has helped over 250,000 artists sell their music. So if you're an artist and you want to get your music out there, that's how you do it. It's TuneCore.
Yeah, you can get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music.
Wait, where are you?
Any digital store.
If you're an independent musician, that's where I am right here.
That's where he was, too.
Oh, you are? Oh, you're just, I see, you're abbreviating. I like that.
No abbreviating.
If you're an independent musician, what Chris said.
I thought you covered that.
Well,
pardon me.
Whatever. It's
anyway,
fine. It's
let me
core.
Jump into this trade, right?
Jump on in.
Any digital
Come
store.
Come on in. Get on this. Get on
this. If you need a music distributor, TuneCore has your back.
Yes, that's where they come in. They can get your music heard, and they'll put it into more than 150 digital music stores so your music can get discovered. And sold all over the world. Rockers, rappers, artists of all music genres. Chris, you're still a folk singer, right? Are you on TuneCore?
Folk hardcore singer.
No. I'm a
hardcore
fully,
folker?
Yeah.
I'm fully committed to like the busker scene now. Yeah.
See, I was thinking
I pawned my guitar a couple weeks ago, so really I'm just panhandling.
You know, I was thinking the other day we might as well stretch out these live reads as long as we can because it gives us content for the show. Anyways, that's what I'm doing.
That is the laziest thing you have ever said.
I know, I'm like Rush Limbaugh. Rockers, rappers, and let's get through this. So we do have an interview to get to. Rockers, rappers, artists of all music genres prefer TuneCore. We love TuneCore. Why? When you distribute your music through TuneCore, you keep 100% of the sales revenue. That's 100%. That's awesome. Of all your music rights, you're not giving this up to anybody. You keep complete creative control of your music.
Create a free TuneCore account at ejc.tunecore.com today and save 20% on single or album distribution. Now is your time to get your music heard.
That's right, ejc.tunecore.com.
Wow, 20% off. You're welcome, folks.
Yeah, that's ejc.tunecore.com.
Our gift to you, TuneCore.
Oh, so we're now using Skype through a different system, so we're going to hear all the sounds, I guess, but... going to get our Reverb Nation Artist of the Month on the show. Here he comes. Here he comes. If he doesn't answer.
Hello.
There he is. Hello,
hey,
Jeff.
Hey, what's good? What's up?
You're live on the EJC show. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. I'm doing very well. How about you?
Excellent. And you play in the band Skittish. You're our Reverb Nation Artist of the Month, so congratulations on that.
Oh, that is sweet. Yes, yes. We're all very happy about that. Yes, I play in a little band called Skittish. This romance, you say it's like a slow
dance. Yeah.
We just played you out, buddy.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking.
So, in the beginning of the song, you have like a little, or not the beginning of the song, this clip of the song, you have this little... thing.
Yeah.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Can you go ahead and do that live? Because we were talking about that earlier and how cool it was.
Oh, absolutely. It goes a little something like,
I like it.
Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some people say it sounds like, what's that R&B song from the 90s?
Oh, wait, that's not working for me. I was going to try to do it. What song from the 90s? You're going to have to narrow it down slightly.
Me about, but, yeah.
I was thinking it sounded like a ghost, like, ooh.
Oh, yeah. I'll take Ghost. I'll take Ghost. I'm a fan of that. Sure.
And it is cool, though. We like that. I was trying to do it and make it sound cool, but it's not working out for me. I'm trying to...
Why is this not working?
Why don't we
You're
try to make
it on the fly.
Why don't we try to make it sound cool for the listeners, not for you?
I don't know. I was trying to make it sound cool for the listeners.
Bitchy. Man.
Whoa. Well, to make you feel any better, you have to have like a lot of expensive gear to make yourself sound cool. That's my secret.
Yeah, we kind of do that. But it doesn't really work, obviously. But how did you write that? Like, what was the inspiration behind the
didn't put a lot of thought into that part. It just sort of came out, I guess. It's one of those things where for this record as well as our previous two, I kind of have a lot of recording gear at my place. So I just do all the recording myself, and then when it comes to doing vocals, I might have a couple drinks or two, and so whatever kind of comes out.
That's crazy.
I think that was one of those nights.
I was actually going to ask you, what do you do to when you write lyrics and track?
Okay,
record tracks.
Wow, I'm getting chills right
now. No, but I was going to ask him: do you drink a lot? Like, how do you do it? Like, is there a lot of alcohol involved? Like, kind of walk us through that.
Well, I wouldn't say it's detrimental to my life, but you know, a functioning alcoholic, I guess is the label for us.
Oh, perfect.
So,
for the entire band or just you?
No. No, I just I'm kind of the guy who writes the stuff, and then everyone comes over to do recording sessions, that type of thing.
I imagine there's got to be a sweet spot between sleepy and sloppy, and you got to thread that needle.
Yeah. You got to toe that line pretty well. It's, you know, some nights I can go for a while, and some nights it's a 15-minute window. So better get your stuff done, and then after that, we're done for the night.
What's your drink of choice?
Vodka.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Did I do it?
He's still on
God,
this.
God, that is what...
He's still on this.
That is what we built up to.
Ugh.
That's what I've been trying to do the whole show. There we go. I think I turned it down. The effects wasn't working, but...
I feel like we...
You should probably stay in that well. Jason and I will carry it from here.
Yeah, I think that maybe you should do the entire show with that.
I'm trying to get it
down.
Don't
give him any ideas.
Did I get it? That was pretty good.
That sounded good, actually.
You let me know when I got it.
Who, us or him?
Him. I don't care about your opinion.
Fair enough. Oh,
wow.
Did I get it?
He said what everybody was thinking.
Yeah. Well, I think everyone was saying this is stupid. About what he's doing.
Jeff, did I
That's
get
what
it,
everyone's
or
thinking.
Did I not get it?
Oh, I think it's right on. It gave me chills. You know, the creepy ghost chills. That's what you're going for, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going for. Thank you for humoring me.
Well, bingo. Bingo, good sir. You got it.
There's scary, and then there's Beetlejuice scary. And that was Beetlejuice scary, sir. That was a whole other level.
Is that higher or lower than normal scary?
Because if
we're going to say beloved childhood movies is scary, I'm going to go with Willy Wonka over Beetlejuice.
That is a creepy movie. You're absolutely right. It's kind of a very fucked up movie, actually, because he kills all these kids.
Yeah, it's an adult man torturing and killing children for sport.
And enslaving midgets.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, he has slave labor as well. So, I don't know. Enjoy, kids, I guess.
Do you guys use slave labor when producing your records, or...?
Of course.
Of course.
How do you think I put out so many records? It's a no-brainer.
Right.
You need those tiny little fingers to punch that hole in the middle of the album. You're not going to get an adult Taiwanese
that is how that works.
Man or woman to be able to do that.
You know what I liked a lot in your band biography is that you actually call out other bands for using cliches in their band biographies, and we talk about that a lot on this show and how shitty some of these band bios can be. What's one of the worst cliches out there in these band bios, do you think?
Oh, man. I'm sure you guys get a lot of those, don't you? Just the same old band bios and the same old band pictures.
Yeah,
you know,
the band pictures, cliches. That too, but like in the bio, like, I don't know.
It amazes me, like, even the you know, bigger names that we're able to snag for the show, it's like, who do you get to write this shit? Like, I hate to be so judgmental about it, but it's like, you couldn't even hit spell check on this? Like, why even send it?
Yeah, but do bands actually proofread those? Like, the bigger bands?
I don't imagine.
I don't think
probably
they do.
Not. No,
I think it's the publicity department at different labels that does a lot of the writing.
Exactly.
I think that's why it always throws them off when we refer directly to the bio. They're like, who, what now?
Who, what, when, where, what?
My publicist said, what about the band?
You know, we've interviewed a lot of bands, and there, Jeff, and you're probably going to be one of our last bands we have on the show.
Really?
Yeah, we're changing the direction of the show a little bit. We love music still, and your band is awesome, but just wanted to let you know, this is a very monumental moment.
Yeah, it's because of band biographies, really, that we just can't handle it anymore.
We can't.
Understood.
I don't want to say never again, of course.
Right.
But
regularly.
Yeah.
Last regular band.
Yeah, well,
I do appreciate...
What are you shifting towards with the show, then?
We're mostly going to be turning into a show that is white supremacist-oriented.
Knitting. White supremacist knitting.
Okay. White supremacist knitting, where I get a swastika tattooed on my taint.
Yeah, and then we knit
pot
holders.
Knitter. I thought I was the only person who's into knitting and all that stuff. So I guess I'll call back next week.
Right.
Hey,
we can talk about knitting next week, I don't know. We're just going to talk to other people of interest, I guess. But
it's an open question a little bit.
You're part of Reverb Nation, though. We're going to continue to support Reverb Nation, and you're our Artist of the Month. That's really, really cool.
Congratulations.
And, thanks for submitting to the opportunity there in Reverb Nation. They do a lot for artists.
And this is one way of opening up many doors for you, is getting on this show.
Yeah.
The old EJC.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
The old EJC bump, we call it.
So you guys recently actually signed to Spectra Records, huh?
That's correct.
Okay, that's cool. How's everything going there? Are people cool?
Oh yeah, they're cool. They they can pop us on to opening slots on tours for bigger people, that kind of thing. And I don't know, it also kind of holds some sort of cachet saying you're signed to a label these days, which I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but people are still impressed by it. So.
Was it
kind of works in our favor?
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, and I doubt I'll get an honest answer. There's really only one way to answer the question, but are you looking to jump to a major at any point?
Interesting. I'll just go ahead and say yes.
Oh, fair enough. Good way to go. I applaud. Yeah. I applaud your
why not? Kind of do this thing so people can hear what you're doing, maybe kind of relate to you a little bit, and labels or companies that can help you get a wider audience, there's no reason not to go for that.
Yeah, and any respectable indie isn't going to hold that against you, so
yeah.
There's a lot of good artists
how it goes.
On that label, it's not like, I'm actually seeing a couple of artists I've actually heard of, which is interesting. You got We the Ghost is on there, huh? That's cool. And Lou Graham, not a bad label, but... So, Evelove? Oh. Yeah, we've had them on the show, too. Interesting.
I'm going to have to take your word for it.
Yeah.
Who could forget our legendary interview with Evelove?
I do, because I think the chick in there, we're friends on Facebook. She just got pregnant, I think. Do you know those? Do you know Evelove? I just assume you
do. I don't.
Because you're banned. So what big tours have you gotten on, or shows have you been able to open up for because of being on Spectra?
It was mostly like South by Southwest kind of stuff.
That's exciting.
So, it's a crazy time if you've ever been down there. Last year when we went, we played 5 times in like 3 days. Mostly that kind of stuff. And then we do a lot of the the touring around the country. That's mostly self-booked.
But, yeah.
The self-buy stuff that they can really pull the strings for you. And, crazy times down there.
I went to South by Southwest last year myself for the first time, and it is crazy. We were talking a little bit about it on our last show, but just overwhelming, Eddie was saying, and I agree that, you know, you really have to go at least twice or once just to get your bearings.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just shoulder to shoulder with people in the streets, you know.
You can't appreciate
a lot of strangers touching you, that kind of stuff.
Can't appreciate the scale of it if you haven't been.
Yeah. Well, Jeff, we appreciate you coming on the show. Everybody, check out Skittish. And again, congrats for being our Reverb Nation Artist of the Month. And what's coming up for you guys?
Doing some Nashville, writing stuff and recording. And then hopefully, as far as shows and tour stuff goes, I'd say end of the summer-ish. not exactly set dates, but yeah, let's just go at the end of the summer on that.
Okay, cool, man. Well, best of luck with everything, and make sure to let us know what's up. And
digging your sound.
Yeah, your sound. We're going to play Regarding the Wolf. Is that a good one for us to play?
Oh, play that one. Absolutely.
Okay. All right, here we go. It's Regarding the Wolf, Skittish. Thanks again, man. And again, thanks to our friends at Reverb Nation, and thanks for coming on the show.
And congrats.
Yeah, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh. See, now we got the cool sound effects. I was going to try to do the awkward thing where we both say bye, 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 but it didn't quite work out for me.
You're not going to do the awkward thing where you steal my nighty-night line?
Nighty-night. Here you go. It's Regarding the Wolf from Skittish.
Eddie, Jason, and Chris Show. Eddie, Jason, and Chris. EJCShow.com.
Okay, we've got some exciting news about beef jerky coming up. Jason's going to share that.
That's our money report.
Riveting.
Yeah, if you're looking for a somewhere to
invest.
Are
you going to get right into it?
Yeah, let's jump right in. That's or do you want to tease it? Well, I have
I got something to talk about, but it's going to take a little bit. But you go ahead.
No, go for it.
No, let's go to
No, let's go for you.
We'll forget about beef jerky when we jump into
mine. Yeah, that's fine. I want to keep this on the down
low. Now that people want to know.
Well, I'm just, you know. If you're looking to invest, I strongly suggest investing in beef jerky stock options. Mm. Bam!
There we go. So how long have we been doing this show, do you guys, at this point, do you think? Like, what, 10 years almost?
It's over 10, right? 12?
Is it over 10? We've been a part of Adobe for a very long time.
18 years. Or we were 18, probably.
Yeah, I think we were about 18.
So I was 18, and I'm 31 now, so it's got to be like at least 13 years. And you guys were doing it for a little bit before I really got involved. So.
And Adobe was only around for a couple of years before we got involved with it, and then we kind of helped push it along the way.
He's going to drop something bad on us, Chris.
It is. Well, it's not good. I'll tell you that.
Are we going under?
Well, there is this thing that was just passed. There's this thing called the Copyright Royalty Board.
Yeah.
And they propose all and set all of the royalty rates for music streamed on the internet. And basically, they put out these rates which are unsustainable for pretty much anybody Adobe size. Basically, we'd have to pay more than twice what we bring in per month to even satisfy the royalties.
That's if we want to continue to play music, though.
That's past.
What? That's now. This is just so the reason why this didn't affect
us. That's not something speculative.
No,
This happened.
Did you not see my Facebook post to sign the petition against?
I have a petition floating around out there.
I signed it and shared.
Well, it went through. So that went through. So the reason why it didn't affect us before is because there was like this clause in there, and it said that there's a little bit of for broadcasters, webcasters that are our size, it could just be based on your revenue. Mm-hmm. So you're not going out of business, because there's really no way to run a business when you have to pay more than you can possibly bring in. There's like no way. Yeah. The whole business model is just, or not business model, the royalty rates are just unsustainable. They make 0 cents.
Who passed this law?
Congress. Congress people who have no idea what's going on. And the
fucking
big,
80-year-olds
big companies,
talking about this. They don't even know what they were voting on.
They don't. That's the problem. They're uneducated, and they don't understand.
Internet.
So when this was before this Copyright Royalty Board, some bigger companies were represented. Mm-hmm. You had Pandora was there, and Spotify, and
iHeartRadio.
They were all there. And they're all for this because they can afford these crazy
rates.
Right,
they get rid of the competition.
And they get rid of us.
So it was all a big marketing power move by corporate interests.
They probably paid,
and they're selling it as like artist protection, probably.
Yeah, they're like, we gotta get these artists paid. Hey. And meanwhile, this Sound Exchange, they're the ones that that we pay. Adobe pays, and Pandora pays, mm-hmm. and everybody pays. They're called Sound Exchange, and they distribute the royalties to the artists. So Sound Exchange is the one who just posted record profits. They're collecting billions of dollars.
Yeah. So we're going pirate radio?
So it just leaves us in an interesting spot here at Adobe. So we're trying hard to, working feverishly to set our own deals with all the labels of artists we pay. So, but it's not going that great so far, but we're working on it as hard as we can. But the future is uncertain for Adobe. But at least in this capacity. So
That's alarming.
I feel like we could still do something. I'm just saying that write your congressperson.
So Congress passed this as Obama signed it?
Well, it's more of like a Congress-appointed board and committee. So Congress can urge them to make changes to their decision, but it's not like a law.
It's a private...
It's not law.
It's an agency statutory thing.
Right. This is just like somebody that's a group that's appointed to oversee the industry, but they have no legal... I mean, they have copyright on their side. They're just negotiating the rates. They have nothing to do with the actual law.
Right. Ugh. I'm with you.
So
that's awful. That's awful for, like...
It's just business.
I mean, it sucks for us, but it's really bad for, like, music lovers. Like, they're going to be stuck listening to Pandora, which...
So
I don't know if you guys use Pandora, but, like, our Pandora, like, cuts off mid-song almost all the time now, and they can't fix it.
That's absurd.
Well, but on the bigger level, you have these companies like iHeart squeezing out the competition.
Yeah.
We've been an up and comer, and we've been posting big numbers, and we've been starting to become a profitable company. Well, we always have been profitable, but we've been starting to like actually make the type of money to where we could start investing in some major things, and then suddenly iHeart comes and tries to get rid of us. Basically, is what it is. They see this competition. They know exactly who I am. iHeart does, and they know that I used to work for them.
They know exactly.
At one point, iHeart wanted Adobe to be on iHeart, and we had meetings with them, and I declined, and I think I kind of pissed them off. But not that it had anything to do with this. But they know exactly who we are. They know who I am.
You think it's like a vendetta against you?
I think it's just business.
That's some next-level paranoid shit right there.
I think it's
but he's making it out to be like that, and it could happen.
Well, no, I'm just
Eddie
saying.
Eddie has a way of pissing people off.
I'm just joking.
A certain way to where it like, gets them deep.
Well, they're offended by your handsomeness.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing is, Adobe is not going to roll over. We're going to figure out a way to make this work, and we're going to
do 24/7 talk.
I tell you, EJC has never been more valuable to Adobe.
I do. I'll say.
Really?
Yeah.
I do see how, in theory, like, you know, this seems like it might be good for the artist, but it's really not good for your up and comer.
Well,
like Taylor Swift probably loves it.
Right.
But, you know, if you're...
Well, actually, Taylor Swift doesn't. She's one of the few artists that refuses to participate in any of this shit. So she's not even on Spotify, but...
Well...
Any other artist with
throw bad example.
Bad example.
I mean, how random is that? And you picked that one.
How did you say Madonna? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, Prince, actually.
Well, you know
But
what?
Yeah, your hardscrabble touring band who are shopping for indies, this doesn't help them.
You know
this
what?
Is a move by big industry to go back to the bad old days of monopoly control of artists and contracts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're trying to take back control of the music.
Yeah.
We have to rebel.
We do.
I have an idea, though.
Yeah. What's your idea? How can
Here's
we keep
idea.
People listening to Adobe?
Yeah. This is actually a brilliant idea. We get a huge group of interns or volunteers who will
Molotov cocktails.
Sift no, this I'm being serious. They'll sift through all this like indie music, like independent. They're not on labels.
I know what you're saying.
Sift through all the
but
music.
I think that's gonna be my job.
No, but if we get them and then we can get them like concert tickets.
No, but no, serious, that's just what we're gonna do.
We can't afford to supply them with C4. I really think we need to
I was being
stick with
serious.
The Molotov.
Jason, you're onto something.
Right, but
I
then
think
have
Adobe...
them sift through all the music and we get the best and we promote the best.
But that's just going to be that's what I'm going to be doing day in, day not day
I'm
in
not
and
saying
day
you
out.
Do it. I say you.
No, but I need to. That's just going to be my job. I'm not going to have interns
Well, isn't
do that.
It Vogel's job?
Yeah, Vogel's going to have to step it up. Everybody's going to have to step it up.
Mm.
Everybody's going to have, and we have to find the best of the best out
right.
there.
Indie.
It sounds great.
Right. Sounds great, and it could be great for indie bands.
Because if we don't have to pay royalties, then we're fine. We're in the clear. So, I mean, it's not that we don't want to pay the artists. We just want to pay them something fair. We can't pay
Why
them
don't
more
we hook
than we're
up
making.
With TuneCore?
Yeah, we could.
It's not a terrible idea.
Or Reverb Nation. We could get that going.
Yeah, I mean, there's other ways. I mean, we just won't have mainstream music, which, to be honest, I don't even know who's mainstream anymore.
Exactly. So, I
don't know
Taylor
if it
Swift.
Is necessarily a,
a
bad thing. Imagine Dragons.
A lot
When's
of
the last
us...
time we played them?
I know.
3 years ago?
The thing is, there are a lot of really good, talented, up-and-coming indie bands that sound great. Maybe, but my only worry is how do we keep the Adobe audience around and engaged, and I hope that they would stick around with us. We don't know. If we change the format of everything, you don't hear all-time low anymore on the station? Are people going to freak out and stop listening? I don't know.
Step one is the listeners have to boycott I Fart Radio.
Nah.
Just wanted to drop that in there real fast. Beyond that, I don't really have anything.
You didn't really have anything to begin with.
You know,
he's trying to come up with a witty comeback. All right. Wait,
no, actually, I'm just trying to communicate how much that hurt.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I thought it was funny. This is a war. This is full on war at this point. It really is. But
is it?
It kind of is.
I can see. I don't know. I think there's a lot of folks.
It's just big business.
Listen
to
Adobe
to
listen.
Guys.
They listen to Adobe to find new music.
I feel like
not what's already out there.
I might actually need to scale back that whole Molotov C4 talk. We do not condone any active violence.
Thank you.
We don't want anybody going and doing any black block shit in our name or Adobe's name.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you for clearing that up.
I mean, but on the bright side, if we get sued, we'll be bankrupt. So what are they going to come after?
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Anyway, so it's a trying time for internet broadcasting in general. So if you enjoy Adobe, we'll tweet out the survey you can go check out. I'll put that on the EJC Show Twitter. I don't know. Well, we do have an appeal out to Congress that we've signed, and we're hoping that they'll put back in place the thing they had for the smaller and mid-sized webcasters.
I mean,
who is Adobe's
competition? Is there like other independent?
No, we're like, this is why nobody was out there sticking up for us. We would have had to pay a lawyer like $200,000 a retainer to go sit on a Congress panel. Like, we don't have the resource. iHeartRadio has 50,000 lawyers. That can
so it's like it's like Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, then there's Adobe.
Pretty much.
Like, in order.
Pretty much.
That's the order.
Pretty much, yeah.
Of your online streaming services for music.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're just an independent, small broadcaster.
We're not a corporation. We haven't paid any congressmen.
No, we're just...
We have not contributed...
No lobbyists.
We are a small
business. No lobbyists.
Business.
We have not contributed to any political campaigns.
It's the equivalent of Walmart and Target.
Congresswoman...
versus your mom and pop shop.
Yeah, pretty
local
much.
Local Congresswoman Diana DeGette did write us a
letter congratulating
us on
Diana DeGette. We do have her in our pocket.
Our alt-weekly win last
year. See,
we're
not in
anyone's... say Westward.
We're not in anyone's pocket.
Well, I don't
pocket.
Think people we, necessarily we outside gotcha. The... Yeah, okay.
We're not in anyone's pocket. We have congresswomen and men in our pocket. I mean, that's...
We should reach
big.
Out to Diana to get. That's right. That's yeah. right. She did send us a personalized thing, and she signed
maybe,
it.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to send her a picture with.
Yeah, be like,
our
hey,
letter.
Remember this? Hey, now remember, we need
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Now we need, you to do us a favor.
Either that, or I'm going to use your signature to write some checks. up to you. Up to you, Diana to get.
We should just submit the bill. Or it's not a bill, though, is it? We just established it was not a bill.
Yeah, it's Congress. Made a recommendation to some statutory committee.
Hmm. Yeah. So, anyways, Adobe may be going all talk, and EJC may be the only thing you ever hear. So,
you know what else starts?
Hey,
with,
hey.
You know what else starts?
Morning
with
show.
Statutory rapists. I'm just saying. Coincidence? I don't know.
Jason says morning show, but that actually isn't a bad idea because if we can fill time without playing music, and it's us doing a morning show,
and I'm better in the morning.
You guys name your salaries. We'll talk to Tom, but you may not have a job in 2 months if it doesn't work out.
That's dicey. That's dicey. I'll just use it.
Chris and I could do it, and you be there when you can. And it works out, then you can quit your job. And what is
that's still dicey?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because
I'm just
like,
trying to make it work.
I feel like Chris is more in his element in the night.
Absolutely.
We could do a night show.
Morning is terrible.
Nobody cares.
I like the morning.
Jason and I, we do two separate things and you splice
and
them
there.
Together. You do a cut and paste.
I mean, we got to fill the airwaves, so we do a morning and an evening show.
Why don't we do an evening show, then we encore it in the morning?
Well, that's not fair to the people getting ready.
They won't know. I don't know. I don't know. I can't play music, so we have to talk.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, we should try it. Let's try to just do it. See if we can do this.
Breaking the law.
Well, we would still play music or just play like independent artists that nobody knows, which is fine.
I mean, what would they do? Would they fine us? If this went through?
Yeah, they would send us, they would sue us, basically.
Sue us? Okay.
It starts with a cease and desist, though.
Is this,
Well, we got to push it. We got to see if they're actually going to do it.
Yeah. Whatever. Let's poke the bear.
Does this have a...
Who's suing us, though? Sound Exchange? Who would be suing us?
Yeah, the labels.
The labels, yeah. Does this have an effective date, or is this now? This is
now we're on borrowed time because we got some sort of an extension on our previous license, so we basically have just a short window to figure it out.
You know,
like
that's
days
really...
or weeks,
a couple months, but still, it's not enough time.
Yeah, you know what's weird though is like, why would labels sue a radio station promoting their bands to make them more money?
This is why the whole thing is backward. The whole thing doesn't make sense. You
it
know
doesn't
that,
make
that,
sense. Logically, that, it's no... yeah.
Here's something.
I don't think they would go through
bed.
With it.
They don't want
us... They won't go through with it.
They don't want us playing...
Because they want Clear Channel money.
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's even fucked up. What are the royalty rates you guys think that FM radio stations pay to play their music?
I don't know how to quantify that. Like, pennies per song?
$0. Does that make any sense to you guys?
That's
no, usually labels pay them to play.
Well, that's illegal, but they're still
that
some of that
happen.
Goes
yeah,
on.
But they do it.
That
I happens. Don't deny it.
Payola is illegal, but
and
it
that's
does
what
happen.
They're trying to protect. Really,
they do it. Don't deny they don't.
And I'm not saying that doesn't happen.
How
I'm
much
saying it's illegal.
Are they asking us to pay per song? Roughly.
It's per performance, so it's like .0. I don't have the
per
hand.
Performance.
I'll get
so
it for you.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Performance of a song?
No, per performance is any time it's heard by a listener. So
if we play music...
So you play one song and you play it to, say, 150,000 people. You have to multiply it by 150,000 because each person...
It's like 0.0017 cents, but when you add that up, it becomes an unsustainable model because of our...
Of millions of dollars...
It becomes, the exact figure is, I'll just be transparent with this because I don't care at this point. They'd want us to pay $350,000 per month.
Whew.
And IDW brings in less than a third of that.
Yeah, you don't want to, yeah.
That's.
So we just need to bring up our revenue.
No, because here's the thing. If we bring up our revenue. Well,
then they want more?
There's no model for it.
I mean, we could try to, bring up the revenue. It's just, we're just too early in the game because we don't have a sales team like an FM radio station. Yeah. We're just building that up.
So we talk.
You assholes. Why'd you have to piss them off, Eddie?
About
I don't know.
iHeartRadio in this mix. How does this affect Spotify and Pandora?
Oh, they're all happy about this because it's actually less than what they were paying for some reason. So.
Exactly.
They're happy about it.
That's why this got passed.
The big guys are happy about it. The big guys have the lawyers. The small guys are here. But, you know, we're not going to just... We have a lot to talk about internally. I just wanted to let you guys know what's going on.
Why don't we
go
on the dark net?
We could.
How do you get there? Do you just go to, like, www.dark.net?
Yeah, go to dark.net.
Like, how do you get to the dark?
Yeah, just go to dark.net.
I'm wondering that though. How does...
I actually was listening to something about that, and I forget what you said, but yeah, it's like,
how do you get into
secret
that?
URLs or something? I don't know.
Yeah, Do you know how to you would have?
You can get in the dark net with special browsers you download, and then those allow you to access
dark Netscape.
Yeah,
dark Netscape.
Is there an app for this?
Yes. Well,
is that where Netscape went? It just went dark.
Right? Yeah, wow. That's a reasonable question.
Huh. Good for them.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted you to know that Congress is real. If you're a fan of Adobe, they're doing a bang-up job of making sure that business owners and small businesses and things that you love are being taken care of. So
that's why there should be a
people.
Term limit on congressmen.
Anyways, appeals are out there, and Adobe's going to fight this as much as we can. Just wanted to let everybody know it's still very early in the stages, but...
GOP Congress.
Please follow us on Twitter, at Adobe Radio, at EJC Show, and I'm going to tweet out that thing you can sign, and just so you can, if anything, keep up to
date
with what's
Obama
going on.
Can we call Obama and
see Jason
if they can get on this for us?
Makes an excellent point. Don't forget also, like, this, you know, might not sound related, but it absolutely is. Don't forget to vote in November. like, this was Congress, like, you know, it's more than just a presidential election this year. You have a
vote every year.
Yeah.
Actually, I got the, so you can follow us on Twitter to get this, but you can also go to radiodiversity.org. That's radiodiversity.org. And you can sign the petition there, and it tells you all the, everything we were just talking about. Basically that, yeah, small webcasters and indie labels, they all need to get together. And, you know, Adobe's going to fight this, but we need you listeners to be loyal to us and just hang in there. Because we're going to, I think we can do this.
This isn't an impossible hurdle because, what was that, a year or two ago, there was something, some legislation up in Congress that had to do with I'm sorry, I'm drawing a blank right now, but the internet and Google and... you know, all the major internet players rallied together and basically went dark to keep that from happening. And now we don't have that kind of sway.
You're talking about net neutrality.
Thank you, net neutrality, yeah.
But it's similar to that, yeah. But, you know, I believe that the Adobe audience has always been strong and loyal, and I feel like, you know, I hate to say this about you guys, but sometimes, no matter what the fuck we put on these airwaves, you guys never leave, you never tune out, and it's very... you guys are just a very loyal audience, and always have
been.
Absolutely. It never goes below a certain number unless a server crashes or something.
Yeah.
So, and I just hang in there.
Maybe we should march on Washington.
We should.
You know, but, you know, what Google and those other companies did with the net neutrality thing, you know, they had like a limited boycott, you know, and obviously, you know, what iHeartRadio and these other giants are trying to do is to get rid of us, but yeah, you know, maybe some sort of boycott on our end.
Everybody delete your iHeartRadio apps right now. Take it out of your pocket if you have it. Do you have it, Jason?
I do.
You son of a bitch.
I had to use it for work.
I might have it too, actually. I will ceremoniously
Everybody delete your iHeartRadio app right now if you have it. I encourage everybody out there listening, if you have iHeartRadio, you know, they're always touting...
Delete.
I do have it. Fuck this. I was just keeping an eye on the competition, but they're always touting how many people they have this on, how many people have this app on their phones, and they use that to make themselves look better. But you know, let's you know, even if it's a little dent.
Delete Pandora as well, and Spotify.
Delete them all.
Fuck him.
Here we go.
Fuck
them. I just deleted iHeartRadio live on the air. That's compelling.
That is good. I wouldn't laugh it off. That's
I know. But I
two
did.
People out of like
there
the hundreds that they have.
Everybody, take out your smartphones and delete iHeartRadio.
If 10 of us do it, that's like 20% of their total listenership.
There we go. Fuck them.
Fuck them.
I don't heart you.
Radio. Thanks for bearing with us, and remember to... go to radiodiversity.org. That's radiodiversity.org. We tweeted that, EJC Show, and then Adobe Radio actually retweeted that as well.
Our futures are in your hands.
This is not only our futures, but it's also what we've worked so hard building.
Dreams are going to be in jeopardy right now.
Just bought a ficus, and...
I'm being serious.
Well, I'm not trying to... I'm just trying to bring a little bit of levity into it because it is serious. It is serious.
Yeah, the people's dreams are in question right now. Like, if you have a dream and someone was just going to take it away from you, how would you feel?
Bad. That's why I'm trying to introduce just a smidge of levity.
Yeah, that's not the time, Chris. Not the time.
God damn it.
Not the time.
See, now you've completely taken the focus off of it.
What about
the
ficus?
You made it about what a... I'm saying I just bought a ficus and those things are more expensive than you might guess. You know,
right?
It's a lot of water, and that's all I was gonna say.
Jason and Chris, Okay, it's the Jason and Chris Show. We're here live on Adobe Radio. How's everybody doing tonight? Let's get to our next guest here. The name of the band is Amelia, and we have Jen on Skype, I believe. Jen, are you there? Who are you there with?
Yeah, I'm here with Tess. She's
Hello. I'm here also. I made it.
And Tesh, you're in the band as well.
Yeah, I play drums.
Is that true or false?
True. I play drums badly.
Let's hear a little bit of your drumming work and everything else you guys do. Here we go. What are you referring to?
They're actually, I was referring to just like the opposition, like whatever that is in life. Like that whole song is about basically going after your dreams and everything and not giving it a care about what anybody thinks.
Okay, that's awesome.
Like a wall of sound, or you just say two-woman band?
Yeah, actually, we're a two-piece. We were going to go with four-piece, but we played a few shows as a two-piece. We wrote the EP as a two-piece, and it's gone over really well, so we're going to stick with it.
You guys make White Stripes and Black Keys sound like a couple of bitches.
Yeah.
That's some hardcore shit you got going on. I like it.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
It's really cool to hear a two-piece female band. I don't know. Has that been done before, ever?
Not that I know of.
I don't know.
There's, what's their names? They're sisters.
Oh, they don't fucking count.
They don't count. Yeah, they don't
that.
Count.
They're not, they don't fuck them.
Oh, come
those
on.
Bitches.
They're Tegan. I like Tegan.
Oh, Eddie, you don't like Tegan and Sarah?
Actually,
now?
I do. I like Tegan. I'm a big
fan. Such a fucking poser, Eddie. Fuck them bitches. Fuck them.
I like Tegan. Yeah.
We'll get I back know, to that. Exactly.
We'll get back to how Eddie's a poser later.
All
We're
right.
going to put a pin in that. And,
yeah.
So what are you ladies up to tonight?
Just drinking some beer.
we're
at a bar.
Yeah.
So you thought it would be okay to go to a bar right when you're doing an interview on an international radio show? Interesting.
Well, you know, we're rock stars and all.
What are you?
That's
what's
true.
What are we drinking
not really.
Tonight? What are we drinking? What's the drink of choice?
I got a Velocihopter. It's
what's
an
that?
IPA.
Oh, okay.
We're in Eugene, Oregon. Jason, you was wondering. So, a lot of microbrews, lots of good beer.
Yeah, that is a beer town, much like Denver.
It's second to Denver, but yeah. Good try.
You guys don't have the food carts.
We have food carts.
We have
what
food
are you
trucks.
About?
Yeah, they actually have an engine instead of just pushing.
Yeah, and like in Oregon, we have not criminalized the internal combustion engine.
So you guys actually recorded your EP, your first EP in Michigan. It's kind of a strange thing to go from Eugene to Michigan.
Yeah, actually, we were in actually different places. I'm from Florida and Tess is from North Dakota. So before we moved out here, we were in two different states. And we actually wrote the EP just kind of going back and forth on email. I would record and she'd record on her drum set and... We formed a few demos and sent them off to producer Josh Schroeder in Michigan, Bay City. He's done a lot of really great bands that we like.
Yeah.
And he did a great job with the EP.
And so you two haven't always worked together directly, like person to person. This is a new sort of dynamic for you, right?
No, actually, we met in Denver. It's kind of crazy. I used to live there, and Tess moved out there for music. So we lived out there at the same time for a while, and that's how we met. And we formed a band and played a few shows out there before we had to move back to our hometowns.
What part of Denver did you live in?
I lived actually in Lakewood, and
I lived in Boulder. Yeah.
Ah,
why'd you guys move away?
Boulder's expensive.
Yeah,
it's expensive as fuck.
It was fun. I was out there for a while. Jen was out there for longer, but.
Yeah, we had a great time out there, though.
It was fun.
So
I love Denver.
Did you find that it was hard then when you two, moved away? Did it feel like, the collaboration that you started, was that ever in jeopardy? Was it hard to figure out a working relationship at that point?
I don't know. We became, really good friends right away. There's, a certain chemistry, with playing music. We just clicked, and I've never found that with, any other band members. So after we moved away, we still stayed in contact and, talked about music and all that. So,
yeah, we decided to go for it. It was a little, obviously a little frustrating because we have to rely on technology to especially make the demo that we sent off to Josh. But, once we got through all that and figured out all the technological side of everything, I think it went pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
So did you guys start playing music to get laid or what?
No, that's not really been an issue.
Oh, well, that's why guys play music usually. So I asked that question to a lot of the guys we interview, so I'm just not being sexist.
Yeah. No, that's it's not really a problem.
Oh, glad to hear. Congratulations. Yeah.
That must be nice.
Mazel tov.
Well, nice. Amelia, the name of the band. Did you have a question, Chris? You look like you're pondering something now.
No, sorry.
Well, the song that you sent over is cool, The Truth Is. And, well, what do you guys, before I hit this, though, what's going on touring-wise and all that good stuff?
We've got a few tours set up. Our next few shows are at the end of March. We're doing a run through the Pacific Northwest. We're going to hit Seattle on the 17th, Everett, Washington on the 18th, Olympia on the 20th, and then we're going down to Portland on the 22nd. So we're doing a short run at the end of March through Pacific Northwest, and then we're going to head south towards LA, San Diego, San Francisco, Sacramento, Vegas, maybe even get down to Phoenix. So that's like our next run in at the end of May. We're doing a few shows in April. There's a few things we're going to be announcing soon as far as all that.
Well, we will stay tuned. Keep us posted. What's up?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And let us know if you come back through here. We'd love to come hang out and see your show. So let us know.
Yeah, we definitely will.
All right, cool. Thanks. Thanks for being on the show. Amelia, The Truth Is, name of the song. Anything you want to say before we hit this?
Hey, Denver. Thanks. And thanks for having us on your show.
My confidence sways and my
see hot, steamy, naked photos of Ellen DeGeneres. EJCShow.com. Eddie, Jason, and Chris.
All right. A lot happening in the world. Let's get to Chris's news. It's everyone's part of the show. I'm tired of saying favorite part, so it's just a part of the show that happens.
You be the judge
of it. And people put up with it. No, I love the news. Everybody loves the news.
You don't have to be mad with about my success.
I'm not. I'm
a
not.
Rising tide lifts all boats or
I know.
Whatever.
How many? Your success is my success, is our success.
How many podcasts have approached you to steal you away from us?
Nobody's contacted me unless they're all getting like funneled to Eddie's inbox and he's deleting them.
That does not happen.
Plus, I don't know if hypothetically there was another podcast who wanted me. They'd all probably want me to do way more work than than I have established I'm willing to do.
Okay, well, let's get to your news. Here we go. It's time for
His
Chris's
name
news.
Is Chris. Each week, he attempts to read the news, factual inaccuracies, and poorly read stories and mispronunciations. It's Chris with the news.
Yes.
How the hell did he get this job? He's like a drunk Brian Williams. Or Barbara Walters with more speech problems. Or Scott Penny after a stroke. He's Chris, yeah. And here he is with the headlines. It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
All right.
It's the Eddie, Jason, and Chris show.
Good timing on that.
We got.
Well, now I gotta say I liked that a lot. I after the first 2 or 3 seconds, the cynic in me wanted to hate it, but that was good work. Actually, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, you like that one?
It was all about me, so it might just be narcissism. But no, I thought that was very good. Whoever
he was talented
submitted that.
We're trying to make it
you,
so you don't like him. But okay, we have to try harder.
Well,
I thought it was pretty good.
Was that a listener? Or was that wasn't you? Wasn't
that was Eddie?
Yeah,
I
wrote
all
it.
Of that.
I wrote it. Then we had somebody else perform it for us.
Oh, that's well, good collaboration. I approve.
Well, I was hoping you'd be upset by it, but I'm glad you liked it. Thank
really?
You. Really? I don't know.
You trying to make him upset?
I don't know.
After all these years, you think you could do a better job than that?
No.
I don't know.
Like, which part was...
Although he also forgot that I'm, like, been hardened by a decade plus of emotional abuse.
Right.
On the show. It's going to take a lot more than that to get to me.
I didn't think you'd last the first 6 months, so...
Yeah.
That was 13 years ago that we've established.
Well, I'd get pretty wasted in those early days. I wouldn't remember whatever happened in the mornings.
It's a good thing.
Jason stuck things in your butt.
Yeah.
What's in the news?
We've all done things that
I pretended to resist. It's fine.
We've done things we've regretted while drunk. You know, Eddie got that swastika on his taint.
Yeah.
And what's in the news?
Which is weird because he wasn't even drunk.
He was, he was trying
Tuesday
to get
afternoon.
High on Elmer's glue. And he
right.
realized
he did
that,
it wrong.
Yeah, no, then he's like,
you're
fuck this, and he
it.
Started.
You're not supposed to eat
no,
it.
No, he drank that whole thing, and it was the big bottle. It wasn't the regular size. It was like
the family
I got
size.
This for the whole classroom
right.
bottle. Yeah.
And then the next week, we talked him into snorting it.
Yeah.
That was even better.
Getting that swastika taint wasn't even the weirdest thing he did that night, but we don't have time to get into that.
Yeah.
Nobody
no,
wants
everybody's
to hear,
waiting for
let's
the news.
Not rehash
Nobody wants
the
to
past.
Hear Elmer's glue stories.
Yeah, we don't want to rehash the
yeah.
past.
What's in the news?
There's a lot of serious shit going down in the world, and this is your place to find out about
very serious shit.
News
things,
that affects you.
Things that have happened to people. That should be my tagline.
Here are things that have happened to people.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
All right, here we go. Three 12-year-old middle school students were arrested in Florida for spiking their teacher's soda with spicy hot pepper. When the teacher took a drink, her throat became hot and scratchy. She started to choke and had stomach pains that lasted the rest of the night. Cops said one of the girls was angry about being sent to the principal's office after she dumped glue in a student's backpack that Eddie was about to drink and was accused of stealing a laptop. Two of the students were charged with poisoning food or water and tampering with consumer products. The third student was charged with tampering consumer products and being a principal to poisoning food or water. So that girl sounds like a real bitch, but you're going to get sent to jail for poisoning somebody because you, like, stirred your teacher's coffee with a ghost pepper? That's a bit... Are you in favor
of the plaintiff or defendant?
I mean, the defendant, naturally, but I'm sympathetic to the plaintiff. Like, going to jail seems a bit rough for what is an aggressive prank. Like, if this bitch really stole somebody's laptop, how is that not the story we're talking about? Like, she didn't put, cyanide in the fucking coffee, right? She didn't Walter White this bitch.
Well, she may have. We don't know. Maybe it didn't work.
Not according to the 300-word story that I have that I just read, which is authoritative.
Well, what else is in the news?
Well, what else is in the news? I'm sorry, I thought we were having a conversation
Does Lester
about that.
Holt do that?
Nobody.
Hey, it wasn't that interesting to me. Sorry.
That's okay.
Trying to move that's along, right. But not interesting.
Yeah. I'm backpedaling now for a second. That's my
Lester
sound
Holt does not
I'm
do this.
Stalling.
Lester Holt has a teleprompter.
La,
so does he.
La, la, la,
Chris
la.
Has to tell him. No,
right,
here we go. I got it.
Lester Holt doesn't get
shut
to
the fuck up.
The
this is about
you
me.
Defending you.
Sorry.
God.
But mostly
dickweed.
Mostly this is me time.
Dickweed. We need to stop the Chris's news. It's going to his head.
It really isn't.
It really is.
Well, I'm sorry that my existence is being validated for a change.
Yeah, this is unnatural.
Each week,
very unnatural.
Yeah. I'm not used to it is my problem.
This is like women peeing standing up right now to me.
Or getting the right to vote.
Wow.
God damn it. I was half in and I couldn't get out. I couldn't get out.
You had to do it.
That is so
could not
up.
Get out.
What's the headline?
Wow.
All right.
What a dick.
Teens who listen to rap music are more likely to drink and have sex. Researchers looked at 450 middle school students over a two-year period. They found those who listened to rap music were 2.6 times more likely to have sex and more likely to drink, which is just a bullshit story.
That's the one you went with.
You think these kids are listening to LL?
I went with it because it's such crap. Like, how old do you have to be to understand the concept of correlation does not equal causation?
Chris, you're glossing over the fact that LL Cool J is responsible for teen pregnancies.
Personally?
Come on. Do you know how many kids are still fucking to this song?
Why of everybody did you go with LL Cool J? I mean, it's a perfectly valid name to pick out of a hat.
What do you want?
You know, like rapper.
Naughty by Nature?
I don't know. It just, LL Cool J seemed like a slightly quirky choice to me.
What? Really?
Yeah. I mean, who's talking about LL Cool J
right.
these days?
This is the real story, because...
From the 90s?
LL Cool J...
suing for paternity.
What show is he on?
Because he's having sex with school children. Man, I am all about getting myself into situations I can't pull out of sexually. All right, moving right along. I'm sorry, no, Eddie had a question. What were you asking?
That's okay, it's passed.
I have a follow-up to the kid poisoning story.
Yeah.
Now?
Well,
oh Jesus!
All right, no, okay.
What's your question? Well, no, it's
just digging deeper into the story?
What? I'm not.
Okay, what's going on?
Katie just texted me. She actually experienced this when she was in school.
What happened? Back to the kid story. Your girlfriend
baby
says
daddy?
What?
Back in my day, she says, some kids I went to school with put Ajax in my pregnant teacher's water.
Jesus!
They didn't get charged with anything.
What? That is way... That is, like, legit. That wow. That is... Holy shit.
I mean, that's what's wrong with America today. I mean, you can't get away with anything anymore. Political correctness is just ruining this country.
I know.
It's awful.
Thank you, Barack Obama.
Okay. It's time for, like, one more, I think, probably. What else?
Hurry along, hold please. On.
Okay. Sure. Here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Women who date sexist men often become sexist themselves. Researchers looked at 1,000 people and at two types of sexism, hostile or benevolent sexism. Hostile sexism is the belief that women are not equal to men.
Chris! Sorry.
What a dick thing to...
I'm not the one who said women shouldn't be voting.
Well, we were all thinking it. Well, benevolent sexism
we can have sex again.
Is harder to spot, and men who are guilty of it see women as incompetent beings who need their protection. They found that women... the fucking sound effects. They found that women who were in a relationship with benevolently sexist men... I don't even know. Is that like a creaky bed that...
No, it's a duck.
Okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter, man.
I'm sorry. They found that women who were in a relationship with benevolently sexist men actually started to adopt their anti-feminist views. Meanwhile, a woman's beliefs did not impact a man's beliefs.
All right.
Got nothing?
I mean, so what they're saying, this is kind of a sexist story, because what they're saying is that women have feeble, impressionable minds.
That's what it's saying, and that's the one you went with, huh, Chris?
That's the one I went with.
That's what they're saying, right?
It is.
Might be reading into it a bit, but they're...
Because it clearly says women's beliefs did not impact a man's beliefs. At the end.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't...
Maybe the researchers were sexist.
Or just proving that men are better than women. We don't know.
Might be reading into it a tad, although, you know...
We just don't know.
The conclusion's not completely, you know... It's that you're not crazy, but you might be, you know, taking it a half step further than what's there.
What are they saying then, in your opinion?
They're saying that, benevolent sexism is probably an issue that we don't talk about as much in society and is also insidious and can have a subtly poisoning effect.
Okay. So I have a question for you, Chris.
Uh-huh.
In your relationship with your fiance,
yes,
who took on the other's belief more? Did you take her beliefs on more, or did she take on your beliefs more?
Well, I think we have very similar beliefs. I'll be straight up and say I think she wears the pants.
I can see that.
Corduroy or jeans.
I don't know. It has a strap on. That's really all I'm able to focus on.
Let me ask you this question, too. Has she ever tried to stick a finger in your asshole?
No.
Wow. So who really wears the pants and the jeans, or the pants in the relationship?
The little snippets we get that paint an overall picture about your sex life are fascinating.
Oh, good. It's a good spin.
No internet really porn, good. But plenty of finger in the ass for Jason. There you have it. That's Chris's news.
Oh, thank you. On that note, our sponsor.
Wow, we really bring
every time we go into the sponsor on tonight's episode.
Great great
A big shout out to TuneCore for sponsoring today's show. If you're an independent musician and you want your music sold on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Apple Music, and other digital stores, you need a trusted music distributor. That's TuneCore.
TuneCore will help you get your music distributed and sold worldwide.
Go to ejc.tunecore.com, ejc.tunecore.com, and you can create a free account and save 20% on music distribution. That's ejc.tunecore.com.
Go now, go now. Go
stop
now.
It. You're get out there. You're a musician.
Yeah, you have a band.
Come on, get that little
2016. Everybody has a band.
How's your little band going? No, yeah, you're not going anywhere without it, without music distribution.
It's a free account and 20% off music distribution.
Come on.
No excuses. We're going off the air, so you got nothing better to do. It's ejc.tunecore.com.
Except for sign that survey we tweeted out.
Yeah. For a free account and save 20% on music distribution.
Again, also, radiodiversity.org. That's radiodiversity.org. Save internet radio.
Thank
save
you.
Save my Dobie.
Also, save to our guests, Skittish and
I like
Adelia.
How we say it like it's just another sponsor. Save Adobe. Also, thanks to Skittish.
Sorry.
No, it's
sorry.
Funny. It's just funny.
Yeah. God, Chris,
sorry.
You're so
God
inappropriate tonight.
I'm sorry I thanked our guests.
No, but thank you to the guests. You're right, though. Let's see, we're professionals, though. That's all. Even though, we're like,
not for much longer, it would seem.
Well, we're
going
to
sign
like,
our petition.
We're like the violinist going down with the Titanic.
We didn't make a movie reference from 20 years ago.
All right. Why does that have to
That's
be
like
a movie?
Talking about
that
Poseidon Adventure when we were at... Not, there's no time to go there.
That was a true story from the Titanic, so
it's
you
fine.
Go...
Is it?
Isn't it?
Leo did not deserve the Oscar.
That was
the
not
Oscar.
Documentary, Jason.
Leo did not deserve the Oscar. That's all I want to say before we go. Bye.
Why are you such a bitch to Leo?